On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1 with Nicola Everett.
Police have released footage showing the moment a man tried to stab an officer at his flat in Ashford. Ish has been watching the video for KMFM.
The footage captured on the officer's body cam shows the moment they calmly asked Sean Higgins to hand over a knife before he tried to attack them.
Sean, let's take the knife off you. Let's take the knife off of you.
Get off.
No, Sean, no. Come on, Sean. Take out a knife. I'm a police officer.
Police had been called to the property in Bradbridge Green in the Singleton part of town after the 40-year-old reported an intruder in his garden. It turned out that wasn't true.
Come on, Sean. Take out the knife. Come on, mate. We don't need to do this. Right. He's just tried stabbing me.
Okay.
You're under arrest.
He's now starting 9 years in prison after being found guilty of attempting to cause grievous bodily harm. You can see all of the video at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Elsewhere this lunchtime, the Queen has welcomed Donald Trump to Buckingham Palace on the first day of his state visit to the UK. The US national anthem was played as the President and First Lady attended a welcome ceremony. Mr. and Mrs. Trump arrived on Air Force One this morning. Minutes before touchdown, Mr. Trump called the London mayor a stone-cold loser after Sadiq Khan said the red carpet shouldn't be rolled out for him. A woman in her 40s is in a critical condition after falling from a motorway bridge into the River Medway. She was flown to a London hospital after being pulled from the water by emergency crews near the Medway Bridge Marina last night. The air ambulance landed on a nearby field following reports she'd fallen from the coastbound carriageway of the M2. A Kent MP has asked the Home Secretary for an urgent meeting to look at what's being done about the number of migrants risking their lives to try and reach Kent. A record 8 boats carrying 74 men, women and children crossed the English Channel on Saturday. Dover and Deal's Charlie Elphick says not enough is being done to tackle the issue.
We were told that this was a crisis at Christmas, and in January a new agreement was entered with the French and it was all going to be sorted out, but it's got worse. And what we've now seen in the last month is a record number of illegal immigrants arriving in this country by boat.
He wants the Channel to become a joint security zone between Britain and France and is also calling for 24/7 aerial surveillance.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
KMFM's been told maternity leave is being used as an excuse for the gender pay gap in Kent businesses. It comes as figures show just 22 companies out of 250 in the county, which have more than 250 employees, pay women more than men. Sue Nelson, the chief exec of Breakthrough Funding in Ashford, says management teams need to question their recruitment.
It is very difficult if you're a small business accommodating people on maternity leave. You know, if you've got 10, 15, 20 employees, it's quite hard. But these figures about employers that have 250 staff. So, you know, you would think that they would be able to accommodate that much more easily.
14 companies where women are earning more are in the leisure, care or cleaning sectors. Canterbury College has announced it's going to hold an art show in memory of a student who died suddenly last weekend. Tributes have been paid to 17-year-old Sophie Pierce from Dover. She's been described by staff at the college as an outstanding young illustrator. And detectives are trying to track down the owners of jewellery and a set of house keys found following a police chase in Kent. A Renault Clio linked to burglary offences failed to stop for officers in Dartford 3 weeks ago and was followed to just outside Swanley. Two teenagers were arrested. You can see a picture of the stolen items at Kent Online.
KMFM Showbiz.
Craig David's been chatting to KMFM Breakfast about performing in Kent this summer. He's going to be at the Neverworld Festival in Hever and presents TS5. So what is that?
It's really me being able to play my own tunes and be able to perform, but then also mix into some of my favourite records from other people, drop an instrumental and do a little freestyle over that.
He's also back with a new song, When You Know What Love Is. And Robert Pattinson seems to have been confirmed as the next Batman. The film's director, Matt Reeves, has tweeted a gif of the Twilight star looking broody along with three bat emojis.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and England are aiming to make it 2 wins from 2 at the World Cup. They're fielding first in their match against Pakistan at Trent Bridge. A short time ago, Pakistan had moved on to 196 for 2. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.